My name is Ali Abdul Rashid, and I was born in Buffalo, New York. I became a Muslim around the age of 20. We only had, in that time, one masjid in Buffalo. There were Sunnis and Shias in this particular masjid. So it was a good environment from that point of view that at that particular time, we were united. This was around 83. But over the time, and within a few years, the environment started to change. And one of the reasons that it changed, in particular, that there was one individual who came from Saudi Arabia. They were sent from Saudi Arabia, as Saudi Arabia had sent many people who had studied in Saudi Arabia. They sent them to various countries. And so these people, they were very instrumental in changing the mood of our community. And actually poisoning the mood of our community and poisoning the unity which existed in that community prior to that. At that particular time, I remember that the first time I had seen Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh, that I saw him, I saw a picture of him. And so with my background, as I'm saying, I was considering myself Shafi'i. So the Shafi'i, they would make the kunut in the Fajr prayer. So I saw a picture of Imam Khomeini, he was making kunut. But it was daylight. So I'm thinking that how is this man making kunut in the daytime? So I saw that that was one thing that kind of drew me to his to the article. And then the article, because at that time Imam Khomeini was in France, so he had been exiled. And so the article was mentioning about his exile, and the reason that he was exiled was because of the Shah of Iran and all of these issues. So this article gave some background about Imam Khomeini as well, that he was a teacher, and he was actually, you know, this what they called mujtahid. And at the time, you know, I had no understanding what a mujtahid was. There was no concept of that amongst Ahl Sunnah. So this was kind of piqued my interest, and I tried to find more information about the Imam Khomeini. And so eventually, I think that in that particular time, I became a little bit more introduced to some of the, because we had students who were Shias. They were from Lebanon, they were from Iran, and they're from Iraq. So I became a little bit more acquainted with those students. And one day, I was invited to go to attend Dua Kamel, because they used to have Dua Kamel in the evening. So I was asked to attend this Dua Kamel. And my name being Ali, and when they told me that this is the Dua of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, so I felt some, you know, at least connection that I should, you know, sit in this Dua and I should listen. So they had the Dua at that particular time. It wasn't even translated. So it was in Arabic. But over the course of time, they provided me with a translation. And at that time, I could just read Arabic, but I wasn't able to understand. But eventually, I got the English translation of this Arabic, and I was very much impressed with its beauty and its scope and the idea that how, if a person is on the level of being an imam, then it was so much more humble than what I would expect from such a high person, a high leader. So that was something which also impressed me about this dua. And the way that this dua was recited, particularly by the Irani students, that was also impressive for me. They had the habit of turning down the light, and allowing that people can be emotional if they wanted, that they could cry if they want. So that for me was a very important process where I kind of witnessed a different type of emotion, whereas most of the people in the masjid, they were very unemotional and very ritualistic. So that exposure to that type of feeling of emotion was something which was very new to me, but also something which was attractive. And that, I think, was a thing that kind of moved me to be a little bit closer to these brothers. And so that in itself, meeting these brothers and building a real relationship with these brothers kind of changed my whole direction. And as I interacted with them, I came to learn more and more and more about Imam Khomeini and his revolution. So that was, I think, the pivotal point that I met these brothers and I became more, through them, more informed about Imam Khomeini and his revolution. The next really important image I remember, Imam Khomeini coming home. And I think that was something which I watched very intensely, and I was very much amazed by the enthusiastic welcome that the Iranis had given him. It is like, you know, if I could imagine that I saw the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I saw someone like the Prophet. Meaning, I'm not trying to in any way compare Imam Khomeini to the Prophet, but I saw someone who was following the example of our Prophet. And he embodied the spirituality of our Prophet, and he embodied the practice of our Prophet. And I think that was something which I saw from him and saw from his example and also from his spirituality. So I think that was the thing that had impressed me so much about Imam Khomeini, because he was a complete individual from my perspective.